It is just about 8:30 on a Thursday morning. That means we welcome Marianne Combs from NPR News 4, the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well. How are you?
I'm well. You know, it's a little dark out still, and
True.
It's getting darker and darker. And, you know, the holidays are around the corner. We have Thanksgiving next week when we've got all the sort of lead up to shopping and mm-hmm. buying gifts for everybody. Got to go to all the parties. And while it's the holiday season, I think this is actually kind of a stressful season
you
for a lot
think?
Of people.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
you better believe it.
Yeah, let's just tell that. So my thinking this weekend is here are shows that are going to get you laughing and are going to help you to forget about the stress
Yay.
And the worries and just take your mind off stuff.
Get, down
you
with
know,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe even make you a little healthier, happier, and just, you know, if you get a hearty laugh in there a few mm-hmm. times in the evening, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I got three shows for you. First one is at, this is Two Sugars, Room for Cream. This is a show that's being brought, I think this is the third time now it's had a run in the Twin Cities. Two great local talents, Shannon Custer, Carolyn Poole, great actresses, great comedians, and they've created this two-woman show where it's all about sitting around your cup of coffee or your glass of wine and the sort of the witty banter and conversation that happens there, and they've just got some really fabulous observations on life and lots of one-liners that are just perfectly timed. It's gotten rave reviews and from numerous sources, and it's sort of, you know, one person wrote, funny, grounded, smart, and full of awesomeness.
Mm.
Well-crafted, sweet, sassy, and totally delicious. So this is, you know, a fun evening you can have in downtown St. Paul. It's at the the Jerome Hill Theater in beautiful downtown St. Paul. So that runs through December 1st. It's Two Sugars, Room for Cream is the name of it. And again, that's starring Carolyn Poole and Shannon Custer. Okay, opening this weekend, new show at the Guthrie Theater, or called Born Yesterday, a Broadway triumph-turned 1950 Academy Award-nominated film. So it's new this weekend, but we're talking 1950s here. It's a screwball comedy about a corrupt businessman trying to get ahead. And, he tries to educate his dim-witted blonde girlfriend
Uh-oh.
To help pull off this little bit of a heist. And he finds a little bit of education can be a really bad thing. So the power, I think, is, you know, the power play is shifted. And we find out that the dim-witted blonde
is not so
not
much.
So dim-witted, but
uh-huh.
hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue. Yes.
Hijinks ensue.
And so that one's at the Guthrie?
That is okay. at the Guthrie. That opens this weekend. It's Born Yesterday. And then at the Brave New Workshop Theater, their annual Christmas extravaganza. They always do a sort of a, it's 55 years now they've put on a Christmas show with songs, sketches, and general merrymaking from that, you know, pull insights from the past year's hottest topics. So, say last year, their show was 50 Shades of White, a Minnesota XXXmas. This year, the show is I Saw Daddy Marry Santa Claus. So, it's taking on the looking
it's a reflection
at
of 2013.
Exactly. It's, you know, some of the year's hottest topics, including Minnesota's entry into the gay marriage conversation, as well as our own holiday traditions and social issues.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, I've been to their holiday shows in the past. Always a lot of laughing going on. And yes, good heart health there as you're, and a lot of irony too, as you're looking to deal with the holiday season. It's always good to put it in perspective.
Oh, seriously.
So I'm just saying with folks, you know, take it easy on yourselves. Don't worry so much about the gifts and making it to all the holiday parties. It's going to be fine. Just take a nap and go out
have
and see
a
some
laugh.
Good theater and have a good laugh.
Take a nap and have a laugh. That really is, that's my policy for life.
Yeah, I think actually. It's a good health care
take
policy
a nap,
right
have
there.
A laugh.
There you go.
Try to have a nap a day. Marianne, thank you so much. Those are great suggestions.
My pleasure.
Marianne Combs brings us the Weekend Arts Roundup Thursday mornings, and she writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org. By the way, we'll have all this recapped online at thecurrent.org coming up here very shortly.